Today, police around the country are marching in remembrance of colleagues who've died on the job. Included on that list are those who've died of natural causes and those who've taken their own lives. It's also an opportunity for police to reflect on how well they're taking care of serving officers. Stephanie Zielman prepared this report.
Police march on the streets of Darwin, paying tribute to their colleagues who have died on the job. Locals have turned out to support the officers and show them they don't have to suffer in silence.
It's to pay the respects to those officers and what they've done and what they've achieved, and also for the community, I think, to understand the serve and protect and the risks and dangers that we face as police officers on a daily basis.
That's the Northern Territory's Police Commissioner, Rhys Kershaw, who recently made the trip to Canberra's Police Remembrance Wall for a ceremony remembering one of his own. 776 Australian police officers have lost their lives since 1803. Rhys Kershaw says these days the police force is set up to properly care for those left behind.
Part of that is to also support our families and those that are left behind. We're strong supporters of Police Legacy, which looks after all the families once our officers are not with us anymore.
While the main ceremonies for Police Remembrance Day get underway in the cities, in towns throughout Australia, there's a new legion of officers on the job. Tennant Creek, north of the Red Centre, is mainly staffed by rookie recruits. Senior Sergeant Don Eaton explains that in places like Tennant Creek that grapple with alcoholism and violent crime, new officers are thrown in the deep end.
But it's mainly when you get to the coal face, this is where they've got to be learnt how to deal with that. Tennant Creek, to my knowledge, Catherine and Alice Springs, is where the new constable will face, you know, just about everything. They have to learn how to deal with it very quick.
Come Christmas time, when crime usually spikes, most of the officers in Tennant Creek won't have much more than 2 years' experience on the job. Senior Sergeant Don Eaton again.
What we rely on is we team them up with an experienced member and they will mentor that person through their stages. For their first 2 years, they've got to fill in a book showing what they've attended and what they've accomplished to make sure that through that probation period they have received the correct training to allow them to then operate, for want of a better word, individually.
When you think of police going into dangerous situations out here, what sort of impact does that cumulatively have on your officers?
If we can see a member has been affected by something, we do have avenues of getting support in relation to that effect. It's always offered. We've got a monitor down each level, and if a person is, for want of a better word, suffering from the effects of a job they attended, or because they were assaulted, we can offer all those services to them. That is always there for our first thoughts on any of our officers, same as if we go to any incident, is our safety first, and the aftermath is that police officer's welfare and well-being, and that can extend to their family too, because he might be taking that anger home and not dealing with it at home as well as how he was prior to those incidents. So we look across that, across the board.
Senior Sergeant Don Eaton ending that report by Stephanie Zielman.